Welcome back to Remarkable Radio, the show where you'll meet noteworthy people, places, and things from around the country and in your town. Once again, here's Mark Imperial.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mark Imperial, and welcome back to Remarkable Radio. Listen up. If you are a female chiropractor struggling to grow your practice while balancing the demands of family, business, and personal responsibilities, then you need to meet Dr. Shannon Burke. Known as the voice for women chiropractic success, Dr. Shannon is a driving force for pushing female chiropractors up, both personally and professionally. Through her company, Girls Rock Chiropractic, Dr. Shannon draws from her own life and business experiences to lead women in achieving explosive growth in their practices while simultaneously raising a family and having a balanced life. Dr. Shannon, welcome. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's fabulous to be here.
Terrific. Tell us about Girls Rock Chiropractic and the type of clients that you help.
Sure. So Girls Rock Chiropractic helps female chiropractors put solid systems in their practice so they can increase their profits, work less hours, eliminate stress, and truly just be available more for their families.
Right on. So what ignited the spark in you to start helping female chiropractors build lucrative practices?
Well, I've been a full-time practicing chiropractor for 16 years, and in the midst of those 16 years, I've become a wife and I've become a mother, and so I was learning firsthand what it's really like to integrate my love for my family with my passion for my work. And I'll tell you, integrating work and family can be a challenging task.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found myself pulled in so many different directions. I was that mother who was treating patients, and then in between treating patients, I'd be running to my cell phone to get some pictures of my kids doing their after-school activities. Or I was the mom sitting at my daughter's swim lesson on the bleachers trying to simultaneously write a health lecture. And so I had this constant search. You know, I knew I wanted high income, but my biggest priority was that high family commitment. And so that led me to start using my own private practice as sort of my test lab. I started using some strategies that would help my practice grow and keep me home more and just more available to the family. So when I saw the results I was getting personally and professionally, I knew I could share this with other female chiros who had the same challenges that I had and just make their quest for that big booming practice and that family life a little bit easier, a little bit more rewarding for them.
So what's the most common misconception women in medicine have about their profession?
I'd say there are about three big misconceptions. You know, the first one occurs initially right out of the box when you get out of school. I mean, you truly believe you're going to hang your shingle, you're going to do good work, and the patients are just going to naturally come and multiply. And when that doesn't happen, for women especially, there's this big misconception that you need to put off the rest of your life and put it on hold while you painstakingly build your practice, because truly they've been told they can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
And so female chiropractors fall into this trap of postponing other life dreams. They postpone getting married. They postpone having children, you know, other big personal goals. Or if they already have a family, they assume they'll never reach that, you know, level of a high income practice because they're so overwhelmed with all their dual responsibilities. They're just juggling balls, you know, praying mm-hmm. that a ball doesn't drop. And so in the midst of juggling everything on their plate, they have this misconception that building that big practice is just too big of a time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think it requires a lot of time that they truly feel they just don't have. One of my recent clients actually really honed in on that and brought that home. You know, she said to me, I'm raising kids. I'm helping my aging parents. I'm doing the laundry. I'm wiping the runny nose. I'm making the, you know, cupcakes for the bake sale. And then all of a sudden I'll get smacked in the face with, oh my gosh, when am I going to build this practice?
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenges are immense for women as they're going way beyond multitasking into what I call endless tasking. You know, it's that marathon that never really gets you anywhere.
Ugh.
Yeah. And honestly, to be honest, that was me. You know, I was that endless tasker. I was priding myself on how much I could jam into 1 60-second minute, just trying to prove that no ball was going to drop on my watch. And then one day on my watch, a ball dropped.
Mm.
I was driving my children home from a family event when all of a sudden I felt this immense pressure in my chest. My head, my face, my left arm, everything went numb. And I sat there thinking, I'm having a heart attack in front of my children driving in my car.
Hmm.
And after a trip to the ER and many doctor's appointments, it was determined that this was actually an anxiety attack. And so all of that endless tasking caught up to me. And that was the point I said, okay, I need to find a better way. That was sort of my wake-up call to eliminate my stress, start streamlining my systems, create more time for myself, and do that while my practice income continues to grow. And so it's really exciting, actually, to help female doctors discover that there is a step-by-step plan you can rely on to build your practice. It doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your personal dreams or spend countless trips to the emergency room.
Yeah.
You can make more money and have a life and still be on that soccer field, really present with your family.
So let's dig in a little bit. Where does a female doctor start to achieve that in their life? What do you advise?
So, you know, in my work, I've discovered there are really 9 essential elements that need to be in place in order for a practice to grow, to multiply, and to really be consistent in profits. When these 9 elements are in place, a practice can really thrive with low work hours, low overhead, low stress, and truly an abundant amount of money. And so I start by looking at the doctor's practice in relation to these 9 elements. Mm-hmm. So we dig deep. We look at how the practice rates in terms of patient attraction, patient engagement, you know, team outreach. And I help them shine a light on the gaps in their practice. And then we start implementing strategies to help them strengthen all 9 elements. Mm-hmm. When we're working on that, we're also helping them create a blueprint for how they can decrease their work hours even during that growth period. And so a good exercise I have every client start with is just to sit down and list every single thing they're currently doing in their practice to acquire patients, engage with patients, retain them, and then multiply patients. What are they doing online, offline? What are they doing in the office, outside of the office? And we look at this list and I have them calculate how much time and money each of these strategies is taking to implement.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes eye-opening. The eye-opening part is you start realizing that many of the biggest money time-sucking strategies end up yielding you the lowest return. So it's a powerful way for them to identify what strategies are really what we call their MOAs, their maximum outcome activities, and also identifying what strategies can we really cast aside and replace with better producers that require less time and money. So I help them develop their 12-month marketing plan based really upon only those producers that are proven to generate success. So by knowing what activities are really working for them and filling their marketing calendar with those, it allows them to just stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. It actually allows them to really predict the outcomes of those strategies and predict the increase in revenue that it's going to yield. And so I encourage them, especially with women chiropractors, to make sure that the marketing ideas and the strategies that they implement truly fit who they are as a person and as a physician. As their patient numbers increase and their revenue increase, one of the biggest goals is that their image and their reputation skyrockets as well. And so their marketing plan is going to be much more successful when it's congruent with who they are, their own ethics, and their own style.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense, and it makes it really fun when it's part of them
right
in their practice. So what's the most common pitfall women chiropractors face when trying to grow their practices?
I think one slippery slope that women chiropractors fall into is linking their confidence and their worth as a doctor with the number of patients on their schedule. I mean, you know, Mark, let's face it, building any kind of service-based business can be the most humbling, gut-wrenching experience of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And as women, we tend to fall into patterns of negative self-talk that lead us to believing that we personally are the reason the practice is not growing. And I remember it vividly for myself, you know, those initial days of practice when I was sitting in this brand spanking new office, very much alone with a pit in my stomach, just waiting for patients to walk in the door. And my belief about myself was directly tied to the number of patients I had on my schedule that day. So if I treated a reasonable number of patients, I was confident, I was hopeful, I was in my game. And if my office was a ghost town that day, I was pretty depleted and pretty discouraged. And so I realized if I didn't protect my mindset and find a way to stay positive, the practice could have easily disintegrated. And so what I want all female chiropractors to discover is the reality, which is that it has nothing to do with them as a doctor and everything to do with just a lack of consistent growth strategies in their practice that yield a really high ROI with a short amount of time involvement. And so they really need to focus on those growth strategies that bring their practice the biggest return and then take action. Once they start implementing these strategies and they start seeing them work, that's what really starts raising their confidence again and strengthening their mindset. And you know, Mark, firsthand, with the right mindset and the right set of strategies working together, they grow leaps and bounds, both personally and professionally. I think another big pitfall that female doctors face is they really believe they have a time management problem. They have so many demands from other areas of their life. They get frustrated, they throw their hands up, and they just give up because they don't feel like they could take it all on. And so the practice building gets squeezed out by all the other demands. And this is where I try to show them that they truly don't have a time management problem. They have a choice problem.
Mm.
Things that are on our list of to-dos, all those tasks are not equal. All of our commitments and responsibilities are not equal, yet we operate as they are. So we try to jam 50 things into a day that really elicit very little result versus doing one or two things that bring a big return.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for female doctors to realize busy work is not always productive work. And if they put a bigger priority on the productive work, it would free them up immensely and they would grow beyond what they ever imagined.
So what's the first step a female doctor can take to start working with you?
I think the best way to start is taking advantage of my free 30-minute phone consultation. On this call, we strategize on specific goals and dreams, what's working in their practice, what's not, and we come up with a punch list of priorities for them so that they work toward their ideal life and their ideal professional life and personal life. They can register for the free consult at my website, drshannonburke.com, or email me at drshannon@drshannonburke.com. My number is 773-531-0646.
Thanks, Dr. Shannon. I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And we'll see you next week.